Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldhara, and through Maseches Nedarim, Daf Nun Beis, the sixth parak, Hanodim Min Mavushal. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah states, Hanodim Min Abasar Mutta Barotav Vekipa Rabbi Yossi Oser. One who vows from meat is permitted in its gravy and small bits of meat. Rabbi Yossi forbids them. Rabbi Yossi sought to bring a proof to Rabbi Yossi from an incident in which Rabbi Tarfon forbade eggs which were cooked with meat that had been forbidden by a neder. They respond to Rabbi Yehuda, Ken Adavar. It's true that Rabbi Tarfon forbade the eggs, but he would not do so in all cases. Amosai, when is this so? Bizman Shiyomer busses it a lie. Only when he says, this meat is forbidden to me. Shadnodim in Adavar nisar ba'acher im yesh bo benosan tam aser. Because one who vows from something specific and it became mixed with something else, if there's enough of the forbidden substance to give flavor to the entire mixture, it's forbidden. The Ron explains that by prohibiting the specific piece of meat as opposed to forbidding meat in general, he has made that meat a forbidden substance to himself, and even the flavor it imparts is forbidden to him. Pointing to the Mishnah Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis taught, Hanodim min Chalav Mutta Bakum, Rabbi Yossi Oser. One who vows from milk is permitted in whey, but Rabbi Yossi forbids it. The Mishnah adds that all agree that one who vows from whey is permitted in milk. The Gemara on this thought poses a contradiction from a brisa. If one vows from lentils, he's permitted in honey-fried lentils, but Rabbi Yossi permits it. The Ron explains that there's no contradiction in the Rabbanim because although they permit whey as a substance distinct from milk, the two types of lentils are the same item prepared differently. The Gemara's question is directed at Rabbi Yossi, who forbids even whey in a netter from milk. The Gemara answers that each Tana follows the common usage of the word milk in their locale. In the Rabbanan's locale, the word milk was not used to refer to whey, but in Rabbi Yossi's locale, they referred to whey as kuma dechalba, whey of milk. Therefore, Yossi said that even one who vows from milk is forbidden in whey. And pointing with you, the Mishnah states, Hanodim min anavim mutta b'yayin. One who vows from grapes is permitted in wine, min azesim mutta b'shemen. If he vows from olives, he's permitted in oil. Amar konim zesim anavim elu she'eni tolam. But if he said, konim these olives or grapes regarding my tasting, Asbehen ubiyotzmehen. He is forbidden in them and what comes out of them, meaning oil and wine. The Gemara inquires which of the two phrases used in the neder of the Mishnah prohibits even its juices. Is the critical element the word elu, these, which he forbids specific fruit, like in the previous Mishnah, or is the critical element she'eni toim, regarding my tasting? The Gemara proofs on the Mishnah brought before, which taught that Rabbi Tarfon forbade eggs cooked together with meat, forbidden by neder of this meat, that specifying an item is sufficient to forbid its juices. The Rush points out that the Gemara here equates flavor emerging from an item to the juice which exudes from it. The Gemara concedes that specifying forbids even its juices, but asks if the term regarding my tasting might also forbid juices. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Hanodim min abasar mutter barotav ubekipa Rabbi Yossi oser. One who vows from meat is permitted in its gravy and small bits of meat, but Rabbi Yossi forbids them. Rabbi Yossi sought to bring a proof to Rabbi Yossi from an incident in which Rabbi Tarfon forbade eggs which were cooked with meat that had been forbidden by a neder. They respond to Rabbi Yehuda, Ken Adavar. It's true that Rabbi Tarfon forbade the eggs, but he would not do so in all cases. Amosai, when is this so? Bizman Shiyomer busses it a lie. Only when he says, this meat is forbidden to me. Shadnodim min Adavar nisar ba'acher im yesh bo benosan tam aser. Because one who vows from something specific and it became mixed with something else, if there's enough of the forbidden substance to give flavor to the entire mixture, it's forbidden. The Ron explains that by prohibiting the specific piece of meat as opposed to forbidding meat in general, he has made that meat a forbidden substance to himself, and even the flavor it imparts is forbidden to him. Pointing to the Mishnah Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis taught, Hanodim min Chalav Mutta Bakum, Rabbi Yossi Oser. One who vows from milk is permitted in whey, but Rabbi Yossi forbids it. The Mishnah adds that all agree that one who vows from whey is permitted in milk. The Gemara on this thought poses a contradiction from a brisa. If one vows from lentils, he's permitted in honey-fried lentils, but Rabbi Yossi permits it. The Ron explains that there's no contradiction in the Rabbanim because although they permit whey as a substance distinct from milk, the two types of lentils are the same item prepared differently. The Gemara's question is directed at Rabbi Yossi, who forbids even whey in a neder from milk. The Gemara answers that each Tana follows the common usage of the word milk in their locale. In the Rabbanan's locale, the word milk was not used to refer to whey, but in Rabbi Yossi's locale, they referred to whey as kuma dechalba, whey of milk. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi said that even one who vows from milk is forbidden in whey. And pointing with you, the Mishnah states, Hanodimina Navi Mutter B'Yayin, one who vows from grapes is permitted in wine, Mina Zeisim Mutter B'Shemen. If he vows from olives, he's permitted in oil. Amar Konim Zeisim Anavim Eilu She'eni Tolem, but if he said, Konim these olives or grapes regarding my tasting, Asbehen U'B'Yotzmehen, he is forbidden in them and what comes out of them, meaning oil and wine. The Gemara inquires, which of the two phrases used in the neder of the Mishnah prohibits even its juices? Is the critical element the word elu, these, which he forbids specific fruit, like in the previous Mishnah, or is the critical element she'eni tolem, regarding my tasting? The Gemara proves from the Mishnah brought before, which taught that Rabbi Tarfon forbade eggs cooked together with meat, forbidden by a neder of this meat, that specifying an item is sufficient to forbid its juices. The Rosh points out that the Gemara here equates flavor emerging from an item to the juice which exudes from it. The Gemara concedes that specifying forbids even its juices, but asks if the term regarding my tasting might also forbid juices. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Nun Beis, and our standard Siman is a newbie to Yiddishkeit, a newcomer to Yiddishkeit, a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The vegan newbie to Yiddishkeit who said, this meat is forbidden to me, prohibiting even flavor imparted by the meat, passed the way to his charusa who was asking for milk, because he was distracted thinking about whether he could have prohibited the meat's juices merely by saying, she'eni tolem. So once again in slow motion, the vegan newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Beis. The vegan newbie to Yiddishkeit who said, this meat is forbidden to me, prohibiting even flavor imparted by the meat. Which reminds us, we have a machlokes in a case when one vows from meat whether one is permitted in its gravy and small bits of meat or not. The question is whether the flavor imparted from the forbidden food is also prohibited. So the vegan newbie to Yiddishkeit who said, this meat is forbidden to me, prohibiting even flavor imparted by the meat, passed the way to his chavrusa, who is asking for milk, which reminds us we have a malchokas whether whey is included in a nether from milk. So the vegan newbie to Yiddishkeit who said, this meat is forbidden to me, prohibiting even flavor imparted by the meat, passed the way to his chavrusa, who is asking for milk, because he was distracted thinking about whether he could have prohibited the meat's juices merely by saying, she'eni tolem, which reminds us, if one said, konim zeisim v'anavim elu, she'eni tolem, konim these olives or grapes regarding my tasting, asr behen u'biyotz behen, he is forbidden to them and in what comes out from them, meaning the oil and the wine. The Gemara inquires about which of the two phrases used in the neder of the Mishnah prohibits even its juices. Is the critical element the word elu, these, with which he forbids specific fruit, or is the critical element she'eni tolem, regarding my tasting? So once again, the vegan newbie to Yiddishkeit who said, this meat is forbidden to me, prohibiting even flavor imparted by the meat, passed the way to his chavrusa, who was asking for milk, because he was distracted thinking about whether he could have prohibited the meat's juices merely by saying, she'eni tolem. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.